All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and I just adore that song. That is the band, the Brat Kings. We heard the song Good Drugs. It's from a 7-inch put out by Hosehead Records. And on the other side is the song Watermelon. Now, hey, I just went to the Hosehead Records site, and right now, check this out, folks. 3 new releases on sale now. Well, this is actually posted from April, but it says here you can buy all 3 and save big. So you can buy the Brat Kings, the Mandates, and the Nervous Talk 7-inches on sale. 3 for the price of cheap. I guess $40 if you're in Canada. So check it out. Hosehead, I always talk about this. My favorite Canadian label, definitely. And the Mandates. I saw them not long ago. They put on a really good show at the Astoria. Those guys are from Alberta, and Now, let's talk a little bit about the Brat Kings. I could tell you that they are, what I got here. They're from, like, Montreal / Toronto, from what I can understand here. Yeah. And, they're awesome. That's what I can tell you. They're totally killer. So if you like that, you can go to their Bandcamp site. They have a few songs, a few 7-inches, a couple 7-inches available there to listen to. Yeah. So my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where we listen to music until 8 o'clock. Music of the Canadian persuasion. Actually, I've decided to play at least one song that's not Canadian, but there's a connection. There is a Canadian member in the band, so I figure that that's okay. Anyways, and when we get there, I'll tell you who that is. All right, so that was the Brat Kings. Now, Inherent Vices. This is what we're going to hear next. Inherent Vices actually are going to be on air with me in 2 more weeks. So 6:30 until 8, 2 weeks from now, because my show here is only every second week. And so there you go. They have a Bandcamp site, so you should go there. This is Inherent Vices. They are local. They have a few different releases up. And I did see Inherent Vices not long ago. I want to say like in the summer. It was at the railway, and they're really good. So we're going to play the song I really like. It's called Bummer Summer, and you can get that on... They have a tape. It's called Terrible Visions. Here we go. So let's hear the song, the song I like, which is Bummer Summer. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. Hardcore 2015, this Saturday, November 7th. Come on down to the Rickshaw Theater for the greatest night of punk rock Vancouver has seen in years. Canadian punk rock legends DOA and Gob join forces for the first time ever. Your world will be changed and your sorry complacent will be kicked. They will also be joined by the Boyds from Montreal and the sensational Wet Stilettos. Join the fun before DOA takes a hiatus as Joe Keithley works on becoming BC's next premier. Visit www.ticketfly.com for tickets.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
I could appreciate it, and now I'm willing to be.
Yeah, I feel right. That was The Transmitters. That was awesome. That was such a great song. We heard, what did we hear? Concrete Depression. Yes. And The Transmitters. Now, these guys are still around. They don't play as much as they used to. They're killer. They're awesome. That was from a 7-inch released on La Di Da Records a few years back. And they're composed of, let's see, who do we have going? Bryce Dunn. So we have an ex-smuggler. We have Jeffrey McCloy. He's on guitar. We have Mike, I believe his name is, and he plays in the band that I just played prior to that song. So we heard the Flintettes before the Transmitters. Anyways, there you go. So the Transmitters are killer, and if you get a chance to see them, please do. They're so perfect. They're local, of course. Yeah. All right. Now, before the Transmitters, as I mentioned, we heard the Flintettes. That was the thread that connected those two songs. So Mike. And we heard the song Open Your Eyes from It Could Have Been Love, I believe, which was also, it was, released on La Di Da Records last year. That was a 7-inch. So there you go. Now, the Flintettes are a co-ed three-piece band. So you got one guy, the guy who sings Mike, and you've got two girls. And the drummer, of course, is CeCe Rose. So CeCe's been in many, many bands, and she's very talented. And there you go. That's the Flintettes. And, of course, in there before that, we heard Inherent Vices with the song Bummer Summer. I love that song. And so please tune into my show in 2 weeks from today, so from 6:30 until 8, every second Wednesday, so two more Wednesdays from now, where Inherent Vices will be playing live on air on my show, which is like super rad. So there you go. So make sure you listen to that. Now, you can always listen to the podcast as well. So if you just go to CITR.ca, you can hear any show's podcast. It's a really awesome brand spanking new website that's just perfect. So there you go. So go to CITR.ca. All right, it is 6:48, and as I mentioned, I have another hour and 12 minutes. Now, my show is all Canadian. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and it's all Canadian music, except I decided to play one quote-unquote American band, but there is one Canadian member of the band, and that'd be Steve Kicks, not Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks, okay. So I'm talking about the band The Briefs, because I'm a huge fan of the Seattle band The Briefs. And they happen to be on tour right now, which is really cool. Like, they've sort of, I guess, reformed, or they've come out of, you know, they've been resurrected from the dead. Unfortunately, they're not coming to Vancouver, so I'm just, don't get too excited there. But I'm going to play one of their hits that I really like. It's called Poor and Weird, and that's from their 2000 record Hit After Hit. Now, technically, the Canadian Steve Kicks did not play on this record. He didn't join the band until a few years past that. He went on tour with them. Now, here's an interesting thing. He's Canadian. Now, apparently he's from Windsor, and we're about the same age, and I don't know him, so I'm fascinated by this. I was talking to my friend Alex, and I was like, what? He's from Windsor? That's, like, so weird. So anyways, there you go. That's just my one degree of separation from one of the guys in The Briefs. But anyways, let's hear Poor and Weird. The song is so perfect. Love it. Hold on. Let me find it first. Yes, I had it up. Now it's gone. 1 sec, folks. Okay, here we are. And there you go. So after my show, so at 8 o'clock comes Val and her show, which is Folk Oasis. And she's here from 8 until 10. So please stay tuned, because you will hear lots more awesomeness. And until then, let's make sure I've got my stuff together. Yes, I do. And as I mentioned, here we go. This is The Briefs on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Wow, the older I get,
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm just so stoked. That was the B-Lions, who I just adore, and it's sad because they are no more. So they played their final show just about a month or two ago, a couple months ago, and I was going to go, except I had fractured my skull. So that's enough reason to not put yourself in the position to be, you know, basically have your skull like re-cracked open. Because the B-Lions shows do have a tendency to get crazy, and I think a gazillion people are at that show. So considering it was their last and final show. So rest in peace, B-Lions. That was killer. Anyways, before that, we heard something from a band that was basically the pre-B-Lions, if you will. So from like the mid-O's, that was Fun 100. I love those guys as well. So we heard opening band, by the way, from the B-Lions. Then we heard Shitty Band from Fun 100 from their Goodbye EP. Yeah, interesting. I just played two songs, basically two songs off the two, basically like brother bands in the last songs, like from their last records. So 2007 was when Goodbye EP, the Goodbye EP came out. I remember that. I was doing my show and I used to play that a lot and I really liked it. All right. And then in there before that, we heard something from The Briefs. Now, my show is all Canadian music. And you might be going like, The Briefs are from Seattle, but no, there's one Canadian member of the band. That would be Steve. I want to call it. Is it Stevie Nicks or Steve Kicks? Steve Kicks. Yes. He's the Canadian one, so I decided that that's okay. It's my show. I can play whatever I want. So we heard the song Poor and Weird. That song is just perfect. From their 2000 record Hit After Hit, The Briefs. They are on tour on the West Coast, I believe. Not in Canada, though, so don't get excited. So I've been following them on Instagram, and yeah. So they're back at it, which is awesome. And The Briefs kind of remind me of the Clorox Girls. Kind of from the, you know, they're both from the Pacific Northwest, the Clorox Girls from Portland. Both amazing bands in the same vein of things, which are also not a far cry from the Exploding Hearts as well, who are also from Portland, because I was talking about the Clorox Girls, right? And three out of four of them are now deceased, which is sad, but in that whole sort of genre of music. Okay, it is 7:02. My name is Anita B., and let's not hear some weather. Well, let's hear it from me. Let's find out what's going on in terms of weather. Today was just so crazy weird and depressing. Yeah, I'd say that. It looked like it was going to snow. It was so dark, but then at some point the sky was almost light dark, if that makes sense. It was so obscured, yet it was like this weird whitish, had a white glow to it. It almost had like that snow, like it's going to snow feel to it. And it was so cold today. It was crazy cold. Right now, it says it's 8 degrees. It feels colder than that. But apparently, this is what's going on. So 8 degrees here in Vancouver with light rain. And the overnight low is 7. And then let's head into Thursday and see what's going on there. Thursday, the high is 9 with a mix of sun and clouds. And then let's head on over to the weekend. Oy, oy. Okay, we got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, highs of 9 and 10, basically, and rain. There we go. So anybody who's new to Vancouver, I'm sorry. This is it. This is what you get for the next, like, 5 months. I apologize on behalf of the city. When I first moved to Vancouver back in 97, like early 97, it was like January 3rd. Up until March, I was just like pretty instantly depressed. I was like, what is this? Like, I couldn't understand how people could exist. I mean, and I say that because I do suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And I discovered it instantly. I was like, oh my God. And, you know, people will say things like, yeah, but it's not cold, but it's different, you know, like if you're from an area that may be cold, but at least you see sun, that's okay. But this, yeah. Anyways, if you can get one of those lights, you know, one of those non-sad lights, it'll like make you feel a little bit better, I think. Or if you're somebody like I know, like Scotty, who happens to be in Jamaica, Yeah. Good for you. Do things like that. You have to have lots of money to, you know, keep your mental sanity here in Vancouver. You need to go away. That's what you need to do. All right. Okay, so let's move on. Oh, you know what I have next, guys? Dead ghosts. I'm pretty stoked. And not only do I have dead ghosts, but I've got new dead ghosts. They have a new record out just now. It's called Love and Death and All the Rest. And we are going to hear this song, Another Love. Yeah. So 12 songs. These guys are local, of course, and they're just perfect. Excellent. You can't, unbeatable. I love the dead ghosts. Okay, let's make sure here I'm good for us to hear the songs. I think we are. And let's go for it. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. ran like Coca-Cola. I got a sneaking suspicion that you're a rocking roller. Yeah, I'm hip to the scene. Yeah, I'm hip to your scene. I've been known to drink a beer or two. I've been known to do a lot of things. Cigarettes, I suck them down like Coca-Cola. I got a secret suspicion, baby, that you're rock and roll. Yeah, I'm hip to the scene. Yeah, I'm hip to you.
But What If I'm Right, the debut album by Revered, releases on November 4th, along with the spectacle of a show at the Fox Cabaret. Come celebrate composer and frontman Emmett Hall's musical indulgence into a pseudo-new wave prog rock catharsis of ego, an effigy to be truly revered. Doors at 7:30, tickets are $5. Visit revered.bandcamp.com for more.
Every day I know everything will go the length I'm willing to admit.
We'll be right back.
Well, that was a departure, wasn't it? That was definitely my mid-show disco party right there. That was Metric with, they have a new record out. Yeah, they do. It is called Pagans in Vegas. Pagans in Vegas. Metric, the band out of Toronto that have lived like all over. They lived like, I don't know, New York City for a while. I feel like they might have lived in Europe for a bit, but anyways. Fronted by Emily Haynes. She's just got such a great voice. And the name of that song is called Cascades. So totally new. Just released a few months ago. All right. Before Metric, we heard something from the local band High Waisted with the song Hot Date. And you can find that on their Bandcamp site. And then before that, I love that song from the Mandelbaums. I'm Splittin'. Such a good song. It's like the perfect pop punk song. Yeah, I'm Splittin' from their new record. It's called Take It Up a Notch, and you can find that on Bandcamp as well. The Mandelbaums is fronted by Dylan Reistad. Now, it's like they're his songs, and there's three of them. So they're a three-piece, and they played Vancouver, like, I want to say in the spring, maybe, sort of May-ish. And they put on a really good show. They are based out of Victoria, so yeah, if you're over on the island, you might get a chance to check them out. And then the Dead Ghosts were in there before that with a new song, with a new record, a whole new record. It's called Love and Death and All the Rest. We heard Another Love. All right, my name is Anita B. It is already 7:23, so that means 37 minutes until I'm splitting, until I'm out of here. And I think I might stop by Joshy, so DJ Joshy, over at The Hide. So go check him out. He plays in Fashionism, Josh Nickel, yeah, and he is spinning some records. He's a music fanatic. He is a music guru. He works at Neptune, and he has like a gazillion records, and every second Wednesday. No, sorry. I think it's like once a month. He does his night at The Hide, which is at Main and 14th. So I think on the way back from my show, I might stop by for a bit. So you should go too. There you go. So what do we have next? Oh, yeah, Poor Form. That's what we have. So Poor Form are really good. They are local. And Poor Form are a four-piece co-ed band. So female singer as well as, so like vocal duties are shared between a female singer and a guy. So that would be Adam S. from, Needles and Pins. And if you like Needles and Pins, you'll love, Poor Form. They're really good. So I'm going to, play us something from their, release. It's called Demo. That's actually what it's called. And it is out on, what label is it? Geez, I should know this. It's not Hockey Dad. It is not Hosehead. It's the other local label that, what's it called? What is wrong with me? The name escapes me. And it should be right in front of me, but it's not. It's not in front of me here. What's the label called? I can see him. It's Tim. Tim runs the label. But anyways, you know what I'm talking about. So here we are. We're going to hear the song. What are we going to hear? What do I have ready for us? Breaking Off. That's what I got. Breaking Off. That's what's going to be played right now. So tune in. I'm here till 8. And as I mentioned, this is Poor Form. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I swear, folks, here we go. Here's a song. I knew it was coming. We'll be right back.
Plenty of high-profile sports games this weekend on CITR 101.9 FM. Both basketball teams face off against the University of Alberta Golden Bears in the War Memorial Gym on Friday, November 6th, with the women's at 6 p.m. and the men's at 8 p.m. The Thunderbird football team will play in the Canada West semifinals against the University of Manitoba Bisons at the Thunderbird Stadium, 12 noon on Saturday, November 7th. And then after, the volleyball teams will go head-to-head against the Calgary Dinos at the historic War Memorial Gym, the women's at 1 p.m. and the men's at 2:30 p.m. Catch all of the action on CITR 101.9 FM.
Nothing I
All right, that was rad. That was The Repossessors with the song Arsonist. And you can find that on their last and latest and final release, which is a split Flexi 7-inch with the Jolts. And speaking of those guys, they are playing their very last show. I believe it's a Saturday. Let me just double check. Let's see. They're playing, what does it say right here? I think, what does it say? What's the date? It says, it's not this weekend. It's Saturday, December 5th. That's the deal. So it's not until next month. I just got the notification on Facebook, and for some reason I thought it was like this weekend. So you still have another month or so, folks, to make your way down to plan it at Pat's Pub. And it's the Repossessors, again, their last show. They're playing with Sexy Decoy, What's Wrong Tohei, and Spring Breaks. There you go. Now, before the Repossessors, we heard something from way back when, from 1979, from the Victoria band, the Dish Rags, with the song Love Is Shit from the record Past Is Past. Yes, three girls who played early sort of punk rock. Yeah. And then before that, we heard something from the co-ed band Poor Form with the song Breaking Off from their record called Demo. And Kingfisher Blues, that was a label I was trying to figure out. That is a label that record is on. All right, it is 7:35. My name is Anita B. And this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I play all Canadian music. That's what I do. So speaking of the Repossessors and their last show, which is going to be next month, they're playing with a band called Spring Breaks. And I have a song of theirs coming up right now. So Spring Breaks... I have a new record out. It's called Wimp, and I'm going to play us the song Fiendish Thingy. Oh, hold on. Let's make sure I am good here. What was that? I heard some music coming out of somewhere. Okay, let me try this again. Oh, we're good. Okay, so of course the station is CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Spring Breaks.
Shut up, guys.
Someone help me, I'm under attack from some so scary hairy maniac. He's almost 8 feet tall and he's awful clinging. Now people let me tell you about the fiendish thingy. He came a while ago just to play such a company, I have to say. Now I can't get nothing done when he's around. He never wants to leave and it's getting me down. Someone help me, I'm out of control.
Isn't that funny?
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer, and now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know our breasts. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or explore the arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
All right, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was killer. That was, of course, the Pointed Sticks.
Let me fix this here.
So the Pointed Sticks with the song What Do You Want Me to Do from their record Part of the Noise. Now, the Pointed Sticks have a new record out. Yeah, they do. And I played it just a show or two ago, but I decided to go back and hear some classic Pointed Sticks just tonight. Now Wolf Parade. Yeah, I haven't played those guys in ages. From their record released like 10 years ago on Sub Pop. That was Apologies to the Queen Mary. Yeah, that was the record. We heard Shine a Light. That video is very good. So if you want to look it up, go to YouTube, and it's filmed around Vancouver. So Wolf Parade are a band who had their roots in Victoria. Sort of. Yeah. And then they moved to Montreal. And that's where they really formed. So they're from the island. And then the one guy's from the interior. And then so they got their stuff going in Montreal. And they are no longer. Yes. All right. Before Wolf Parade, we heard something from the local band Spring Breaks. We heard Fiendish Thingy from their record Wimp. The time is now 7:47. And I'm here until 8 o'clock. And Val Cormier is up next at 8 o'clock with her show, Folk Oasis. She will be here until 10, so 8 till 10, playing like folky kind of music. That's her deal. And then there used to be Sexy in Van City from 10 until 11, but apparently, I don't know, there is no longer that show. So it was a little steamy. It was a little exciting. So I'm a little bit sad it's gone. And there you go. My name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I love doing my show. I always feel so much better after, my hour and a half of music. because today I got to tell you, not feeling so hot. The weather was just kind of bringing me down, and it's so dark so early. It was like 5:18. I was laying on my couch and I was like, it's pitch blackout. I feel like just going to sleep now. And I'm like, no, you can't. You have a good 5 to 7 to 8 hours left of staying awake. Like, I'm like, what? So, and I've been going to bed really early. Like the past sort of week, I've been like 9:30. I'm like, all right, I'm done. And I'm like, and then I'll wake up really early at like 5:30 or 6. And I think, and I was thinking about that tonight as I was in the dark, laying on my couch, pondering this darkness. I was like, oh, I think my body is not adjusted to this new 1 hour. You know, we got the extra hour, you know, the ending of daylight savings time just on the weekend. So, yeah, because I'm going to bed at the old, yeah, really early. So, and getting up early. But anyways, all right, what do I have next? Oh, good old fashionism. Yeah, love these guys. So fashionism. This is a band led by Jeffrey McCloy. They're my favorite local band. Easy, hands down. Now, speaking of Jeffrey McCloy, he has a new record out, and I played something from it last show. It's called Coffee, Tea, and Me. And Jeffrey will be coming in. He was going to come in tonight, actually, and co-host the show with me. And play, you know, spin some tunes of his own, as like bring his own records in and, you know, listen to his new record, his own new record. And turns out he couldn't, but he's going to be coming by soon. So my next show will have Inherent Vices, the band Inherent Vices, coming in. So 2 weeks from tonight, a live performance. Those guys are coming to play on my show. And then so hopefully 2 weeks later, so my show after that, Jeffrey will come down and co-host. I think it'll be good and fun. Jeffrey is, if you don't know this, doing his master's in history. He's a very bright guy and he's pretty funny. So I'm kind of looking forward to this. I'm kind of really looking forward to this. Okay, but let's listen to his band here, Fashionism. And let's hear their classic. I could play Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone? But in my opinion, Smash This Day With Your Face is their signature song. That's just me, though. So let's hear that. And here we are. This is Fashionism. Now, the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And the song's coming.
Where have they gone?
All right, here is a rock and roll girl right in front of you. Where have all the rock and roll girls gone? I just have to bust in there and tell you that I played us the wrong song. So that was Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone. And now we're going to hear, because I mentioned I would play us Smash the State with Your Face, because I love that song. I love both of these songs. Now we're going to hear Smash the State with Your Face. I do know how to read. apparently not so well. So here we go. Now let me just tell you a little bit more about Fashionism. So you've got there's a fifth member of Fashionism. He's the keyboard player. Now you've got Josh Nickel, he is the guitar player. Robin, she plays bass. Robin Schroffel, she's awesome. She's a very good bass player. And you have Alex Angel on drums, also known as Sweet Kokomo. Jeffrey fronts the band, and you have a new guy on keyboards. And I have to be honest, I don't know his name. So anyways, I think we'll probably end my show here, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, with Smash the State with Your Face. That's what we'll do. My name is Anita B, and thank you so much for listening. I'll be back in 2 more weeks, as I mentioned, with the band Inherent Vices. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm making sure I've got the right song queued up. Am I good here, Anita? Am I good? Yeah, here we are. Finally, let's smash the state with our faces with Fashionism on CITR. Any minute, the song's coming. It's taken forever. Here we go.
Soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool!
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable! Bible. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain.